CNBC Markets Now is brought to you by TD Ameritrade, where smart investors get smarter.
A quiet end to an indecisive week on Wall Street as stocks weathered many false starts on a new fiscal stimulus deal and a noisy run of earnings results. The broad S&P 500 finished Friday up about a third of a percent, absorbing more headlines suggesting a fiscal deal before the election is unlikely, gliding to a slim 0.5% loss in the index on the week. Big tech stocks again weighed on the tape, the Nasdaq slipping more than 1%, and Intel on Friday collapsing 10% after a second straight poor earnings performance. The key story for the week might have been in bonds, where the 10-year Treasury yield rose from 0.74% to a four-month high of 0.84, a general sense that heavier government aid spending is coming in the months following the election, rising inflation expectations, and generally better economic numbers help explain the bond move. Bank shares took flight in response, gaining 6% for the week. Still, the past time yields spurted higher like this and value stocks took the lead from tech was in June, just before a prior COVID case surge, a broad market pullback, and a three-month run of outperformance by the familiar old tech leaders took hold. With your CNBC Markets Now update, I'm Mike Santoli.